Welcome to The Sober Venture, a podcast that brings together inspiring entrepreneurs combining the worlds of recovery and business. My name is Will Bradwell, and I'll be your host. So pick up your favorite zero-proof beverage, turn up the volume, and let's get down to business. Today's guest is Austin Cooper, creator of Sober Evolution, a recovery advocacy brand that Austin started to help empower individuals facing addiction. His Instagram is one of the first I found when I started my page, and his honesty, sense of humor, and personality shine through it. His website showcases many different styles of t-shirts, as well as hand-painted coffee cups to spread awareness of addiction and recovery, and he's recently moved to Florida and started another company called Priority Lab Services, providing testing services to rehab facilities around the state. Without further ado, here's my conversation with Austin. So Austin, tell me a little bit about your backstory and your history and how you got to being sober.
I guess I'll just start with my story. As I said earlier, I grew up in Columbus, Ohio, and coming into high school, I was, you know, a pretty shy guy. I had pretty low self-esteem, and that was one of my issues. And, you know, I had friends who had, you know, this great self-esteem. They, you know, started talking to girls, having girlfriends. And I was like, man, like, I don't know how they do it. Confidence was an issue for me. And I remember one day getting invited over to a buddy of mine's place and said he had alcohol. And I'd never really been drunk before. But we started downing some alcohol and I felt that first buzz. And I remember, like, all of my guards just went down. My confidence went up. You know, my self-esteem, it didn't even matter at that point. And, you know, instantly, I think I was hooked. And I was like, this is how I'm going to talk to those girls that I wanted to talk to before. This is how I'm going to, you know, get meeting the people that I want to associate with and hang around. This is how I'm going to get invited to the parties. I think that was, for some reason, such an important thing for me because of all the stories I'd hear throughout my day going to class in high school. So, you know, started drinking pretty often, pretty early on. I mean, it was like an every weekend thing. You know, I wanted to go to the next big party. And so that's what I did. I started, you know, meeting more people and really doing those kind of things that for some reason at that time I prioritized my life around. You know, I eventually stopped really focusing all that much on school, even in high school. And then once I got to college, man, it was like, oh, I don't even have to go to school if I don't want to, or, you know, my days were all different. Sometimes I get off early and it was like, all right, where's the next, you know, party? And then it became, you know, once I became 21, I could go to bars all of a sudden. And that's really when I started prioritizing my life around drinking. I ended up not really going to class all that much and ended up dropping out of college, just a couple of years into it. And, you know, I eventually started going back to a different college, and somehow got hooked up with a job. And so I was working that job and I was making, you know, okay money, but the problem was I was spending all my money right away. I started wasting all of my money on that. I could barely afford, you know, gasoline. I could barely afford food and especially rent. And then that became a pretty big issue. I, you know, still just didn't see it as a problem. I just saw it as, you know, this is just the college lifestyle. This is what everybody's doing. Really until my friends started graduating college, they started getting these real jobs. You know, they were able to pay rent without, you know, thinking of it. They kind of started stepping back a little bit from partying started kind of organizing their lives. And, you know, for some reason for me, like I just wasn't able to. And I clung on to the other people who were kind of doing the same thing as me. I mean, drugs were definitely involved. You know, just any drugs I could get my hands on, really, I was doing it. You know, party drugs, opiates, sleeping pills, hallucinogens, whatever it was that I could get my hands on, I was doing. And, you know, then it started really taking its toll on me emotionally. I think when I was in a relationship for some time and found out that that girl was cheating on me with my best friend. And so that's when I really started using alcohol and drugs to cover up that pain. Like, you know, obviously I had these major resentments and, you know, all this emotional pain. And that's when I started using, you know, kind of more on a daily basis to just mask that pain. I hated thinking about it. It made me sick to my stomach. And the only thing that would temporarily, you know, make that go away was alcohol and drugs. And then I started not being able to pay my rent at all. I ended up having to move back to my parents' house. I was barely going to work. And I was really kind of ashamed of all of that. But it was kind of like a vicious circle, you know, where I'd be ashamed of that, so I'd drink, and then that would cause me to cause even more shame, and then I would drink because of that, and so on and so forth. And so that's really my background in my drinking days. It really just escalated, you know, without, it just seemed like a blink of an eye now that I think of it. So, yeah, that was my drinking days, and it was 2013 when I was actually presented with an intervention by my family with my boss, because obviously he knew that I had some major issues going on when I wasn't showing up to work, or when I did, I you know, smelled like a bottle of whiskey or whatever it was I drank the night before, you know, and luckily my parents knew my boss. And so I think that's how that all really worked out. In a good way. And I had the intervention, and honestly, like right once I was presented with that, you know, I was like, you know what, my life is just, it's going to hell. It's not going well. I have to make a change, and I've got to do it for myself. And, you know, so I immediately said, yeah, let's do this. Like, this is my opportunity to really fix my life. This is my opportunity to, you know, accomplish the goals that I've had in my life. Let's see what this can do. And so, you know, I went to a treatment center for about 21, 22 days. And it was really eye-opening. I, you know, for the longest time I had done things my own way and I was very stubborn about it. But this is when I knew I had to just be a student, and I really had to open up my mind to change. I had to be willing to change everything, you know, in order to get my life in order. And so really I was taking notes. I was listening to every single thing that the old timers and the people who had sobriety were saying and telling me. I know that some of the things that inspired me most were, you know, the people who had opened up businesses, the people who were, you know, went from rock bottom, the point where I was at, to really building an incredible life and living the dream, I guess you could say. My rock bottom, I guess I didn't mention this earlier, like I was, you know, pretty suicidal towards the end. I was beyond depressed. I just hated life. I, you know, was in a very bad place. But I saw people who were going through that similar thing and had really created something of themselves. And so I was like, well, if they can do it, so can I. I just need to be willing to change my philosophies and the way, you know, I think about life and the way I, you know, I organize my thoughts and the way I organize my day and prioritize my life. And so that was kind of just the waking up point that if I shut up and listen and I start applying these principles and practices, I can accomplish, you know, the dream basically. And so, yeah, early on, I ended up actually losing that job. And so I really had to start doing yard work and stuff that I didn't really want to be doing. But I knew that was going to be a step towards me being able to possibly pay for school or possibly, you know, get somewhere else in life. I knew it was a stepping stone. And I ended up going to school to get my real estate license. It was really just a 3-week course. I got, you know, I got certifications, and then I went to take my real estate exam. And although I didn't pass it right away, I eventually did. That's kind of when, you know, I realized that's when things got exciting, because I realized right then that man, like I just accomplished this pretty tough thing. What else can I do with my life? And so yeah, I kept that mindset, I guess you could say. Since then, started a different marketing business, and then eventually last year I started an Instagram called Sober Evolution. And you know, I had always, ever since, you know, kind of becoming an entrepreneur, and the people I listened to who were also entrepreneurs, I saw what they were doing was reading books and paying attention to the wisdom and the quotes within those books, and they were applying those principles. And so kind of, that's pretty much what I wanted to do with Sober Evolution, is kind of just explain those quotes or show those principles in my mindset that had, you know, kind of taken me from rock bottom to where I was at a year ago. And so I started posting, and it started getting a lot of really good responses. And it grew very, very quickly, just through Instagram. And then eventually I, you know, created a business out of Sober Evolution. One of the things I think that I didn't mention earlier is that I saw someone, this is a little bit before I got sober, I saw someone on Facebook who was open about themselves getting sober. And this person actually used to deal me drugs. And so me seeing him get sober and start accomplishing his goals, it was just very inspiring to me. I just didn't know how to ask for help. But I knew that, you know, by someone wearing their sobriety out, you know, loud and proud, I guess I could say, that really changed my life. It sparked, you know, a light bulb in my head. And I think, you know, I don't know if I would have accepted going to treatment or rehab if it hadn't been for that person being so open about their sobriety. And so I decided, you know what, it'd be pretty cool if people could wear their literally wear their sobriety on t-shirts or whatever it may be. And so I started creating these t-shirts, and they caught on. People from all over the country were wearing them. They were wearing them to events. They would, you know, go to concerts and wear a shirt that has a heart that says sober right down it. And I started hearing more people would run into other people wearing shirts, and it would just spark up a conversation and create friendships. But people, you know, were kind of becoming proud about being sober. And I thought that was the coolest thing in the world to do. And, you know, that's how I was too. You know, I knew I couldn't change the past, and so I should be proud of where I'm at, you know, from where I was. And so, yeah. That's kind of my story in a nutshell, plus a little bit about Sober Evolution.
Man, that's an awesome story, man. It always gets me hearing somebody that starts from where they are and seeing the similarities along the path, and how easy it is to get sucked into the addiction, and how easy it is to lose sight of like your own personal goals, because you just like you said, just all starts out like with the party and going out there and be like, oh wow, this is comfortable. And like, it just keeps going that way. I was the same way. I didn't really drink until college, but once I did, it was like, oh, I get it now. I see why other friends of mine at a distance drank all throughout high school and would have parties and all this kind of stuff that I always avoided back then. But once I got a taste of it, and then getting to other drugs along the way, and just like seeing how, wow, there's a whole different way of life, which is fun at the time, but it at some point it just takes over everything, and then you lose focus of what else you can actually be doing. It's all like chasing the excitement and chasing the fun, and at some point you realize that you're not the one having fun anymore. Everything else is taken over, and it takes a lot to come to that realization. And it's pretty powerful that you're able to face the intervention and see that as an opportunity, and instead of rejecting it, you took it to empower you to make a change. And that's pretty awesome, because I've seen stories where it doesn't end that way, and
right.
So it's pretty awesome that you could see the writing on the wall, and you didn't just fake it. You were like, okay, there is another way, and I'm sure all your life working at different jobs and stuff kind of showed you what you can do, and you took all that learning, and instead of just keeping it to yourself, you realize that it's more powerful if you share it, which is really cool.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, we've all of us, addicts and alcoholics, I mean, we've all been through some very tough times. And I know for the longest time I was, basically letting all of that dirt in my life, pile on top of me. It was burying me. And the way I look at it now is that, you know what? The dirt that comes into my life, I can use that basically as my foundation. And I understand now, I realize that everything that we go through, we come out on the other side knowing more. And so whenever I come up on a tough situation or an obstacle, instead of, becoming anxious and scared, I look at that as an opportunity for me to learn. And I think I've kind of learned that more from, being an entrepreneur and building business too. I mean, I'm sure as you know, being an entrepreneur, man, it's tough. It takes a lot. It takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of stress and a lot of time. I can't even tell you how many sleepless nights I've had because of it. But I understand that's just part of the process of me really building the lifestyle that I want to live. And it, is part, especially with Sober Evolution, is part of the process of helping others. And it's been a pretty incredible ride. I mean, I also own a company called Priority Lab Services now, and it's really just in the beginning, and it's a lot of work and it's tough, but I understand that, on the other side of this, it's all going to pay off. It's going to be worth it. It's just going to take that mental toughness of, working extra hard. I don't want to be 90 years old and look back on my life and wish I had tried harder when I had the energy. I'm 29 years old right now. I figure I have more energy than I've ever had in my entire life. I might as well take advantage of it. And, I might as well make it so that, I don't have to, worry, I'd say later on about money. I worried about, paying my bills ever since I was a kid, basically, or ever since I've had a job. And it's stressful. I think it's one of the most stressful things for people in this day and age. It's one of the things that's always caused me lack of sleep, has been staying up wondering how I'm going to pay my bills. I was sick and tired of being sick and tired of that, just like I was sick and tired of being hungover and ashamed and all of that. And so, I just figure it's worth giving it my all right now and build these businesses so that I don't have to worry about those things anymore.
Yeah, man, that's awesome. Were you ever interested in entrepreneurship before you got sober? Was that ever something around you growing up? Were you ever exposed to that, or how did that come
Well, I
about?
mean, I think so. Yeah. I worked a bunch of different types of jobs, and I think really what it was most of all is that I just realized that I didn't like working for other people. I understood just from facts that, being an employee, I'm being paid the least amount of money that those people are willing to pay me. And, it was barely cutting the bills, and, I just didn't like that. I didn't like having control, of my future. And, I knew that there's only so much security with jobs. I mean, jobs try to tell you that there's all this job security, this and that. They try to pamper you with, with whatever it is, health insurance, all this good stuff. But really, at any moment, they can cut you loose or the business can go under, and then you've got no control. I'd rather figure it out to where, I can create my own income. I can create my own paychecks. And so I think that was always, something in the back of my mind. But I didn't have, the energy. I didn't have the knowledge. I didn't have the, association, to really build a business. And so, that's why I shied away from it for so long. Plus, man, I knew it would take a lot of responsibility to be a CEO of a business, and I just did not I was not at the point in my life where, you know, I had enough knowledge or anything really to be the CEO of anything. I wasn't being the CEO of my life, man. I wouldn't take responsibility for anything really. And that's where I got into trouble. And so, yeah, I mean, but it was like right away after, you know, getting out of treatment, I was like, man, like this is my opportunity to really create my own life. You know, this is my, you know, I didn't want to go back to college. I was already in debt from going to college and dropping out twice. I didn't want to go back to college, spend the money, and then hopefully land, you know, a decent job. I was like, this is my opportunity to really accomplish my dreams. Like, man, I've always had, you know, big dreams. I've always wanted to travel the world and not have to worry about, you know, the money issue instead of, you know, just going for 4 days somewhere and enjoying it, but knowing I've, you know, got to come back so that I can pay the bills. You know, I want to figure out how I can travel and do business at the same time and, you know, maybe travel for a month or 2 months across Europe or whatever it may be and really enjoy the entire time. Like, that's one of my big goals. And another one is helping people. Like, I'd love to be a philanthropist. I'd love to be able to give back to help people in our country, help people in different countries around the world, get resources to the people who are starving and the people who, you know, are dying out there. I want to be someone who can really give back. Like, that is another huge dream of mine. And, you know, the only way I'm going to be able to do that, you know, is if I create my future.
Most definitely. That's what I've heard is the best way to make a difference in the world is by creating it yourself. And
right.
And the massive success comes from giving massive value to people. And so I believe what you're doing now with what you've created in Sober Revolution over just the past year and your goals with it is gonna make a lot more impact on the world than it could have been a 9-to-5. I definitely believe that.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And man, it's so fulfilling. Like just whenever you even help someone smile, like that is such a fulfilling thing. Like that's what I live for. Like I just love seeing that. I love seeing someone's day become better, you know, whether that's through me or not, I love seeing it. And so why not, you know, figure out ways to help people. And then especially, you know, just from all of the books I've read and the things I've done and, you know, the people with wisdom I've talked to, I'm able to kind of pass that wisdom along through social media and then see people comment like, wow, this really changed the course of my day, or thanks so much for posting it. I was going through this today and then I saw that and that gave me a whole new perspective, or, you know, that just changed the entire course of my day or life. Like those books and the people I've talked to and the wisdom I've learned has done for me too. And man, that's just, it's so cool because sometimes you're able to read something and it's a light bulb flips on and that changes the entire course of your life. And that's what I live for.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. That's kind of why I started my Instagram page in the first place too. I had ideas for what it could become, but at first it was just like, I need to do something. I have these thoughts. I'm learning these things from these different podcasts. These people are like making statements that I don't want to just forget. And I don't want to just like write right. down on a paper and then have it be in another notebook somewhere. I'm like, I need something for myself to kind of log these things and keep them in my memory and share them with others. Because one of the first thing I did was when I was following other people, I'm like, this is very helpful information to get, even if it's just like an inspirational quote or a picture like you posted like somebody riding a shark in a wave and saying it's awesome to be sober, that kind of thing. Just like,
yeah,
lightens the mood and gets people to,
it reminds you,
smile. Yeah. So
yeah, it's like one of the things, like I remember learning that changed kind of the way I thought about things was someone's like, takes 21 days to create a habit, and ever since that has stuck with me. And it's like, you know what, I need to get better at this, whether that's for business or my sobriety. Let's set myself on a 21-day mission to create the habit that person or, you know, the book's talking about. So let's start doing this every single day, be repetitive. And then after the 21 days, it's like, holy crap, now it's second nature to do this or think this way. And it becomes part of who you are. And so, you know, just that simple thing, it takes 21 days to create a habit, is something I think of, you know, on a daily basis. It's like, all right, what new habit would really help build my life? Is it reading every day? Is it, you know, writing down my goals, writing down what I'm grateful for? You know, let's see what kind of habit I can create to better my life. It could be, you know, working out, eating healthy. And those are some of the things that, you know, I started doing right from the beginning that, you know, has really, really improved my life in incredible ways. And, you know, the way I kind of pick out which habits I need are from reading or listening to people who have the kind of things in their life that I would like to have in mind. So, you know, whether that's the ability to give back to people or the ability to travel the world, what are these people doing on a daily basis that I'm not doing? And then I set myself on the mission to duplicate what they're doing. And really, after doing that for such a long time, I've been able to obviously open up multiple businesses, and I've been able to travel all over the country in the past year alone. You know, I'm doing those things that those people were doing just because of, you know, creating these different habits. And so just little things like that, I hope, you know, whoever listens to this can really hold on to the 21 days to create a habit type thing and realize that, you know, there's all these little nuggets, I like to call them, within personal development books or business books, whatever it may be. They're there for you, you know, to help you out, you know. And that's what I found kind of cool. Like, I know I keep mentioning books, and I always mention them. I used to hate reading with a passion. Like, it was the last thing I would ever want to do. I was like, you know, in my head, I'm thinking, oh, a psychiatrist diagnosed me with ADHD back when I was 18. So, you know, that's why I don't read, basically. Until someone that had in their life what I wanted in mind said, you need to read this book. And I was like, oh, man, like, this is going to be rough. He's like, dude, just read 10 pages a day. That's it. You're going to be done, you know, before you know it. And just, you know, start applying the principles. So it was a personal development book. And that sounded extra boring to me at the time, especially because I didn't read to begin with. But, you know, I started reading this book, and I started applying these principles. And week by week, I started noticing these significant differences in who I am. And man, that was just the coolest thing. It's like, holy crap, if this book changes who I am and it starts improving my life this way, I wonder what reading another book would do. And then another book. And so ever since then, man, I've just been reading and reading and reading and applying and applying and applying. And that's, you know, where my life has really just started skyrocketing compared to where I was a few years ago.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, just reading and getting other knowledge from people that have gone through experiences is like a shortcut to life. And I know it's one of the things that it kind of takes sobriety for you to even accept that somebody else might have an answer. Because so much time, like when I was drinking, I would never want to listen to anybody else's advice. I wouldn't read any books.
Yeah,
there would be, as I would think, like, just, oh, there's so much more fun things to do instead. And so I would never just sit down and read a book at night. I would be like, well, I got to go out to this bar. I got to go out to this dinner with all these people and come back at 3 in the morning and pass out and then wake up hungover and can't do anything the whole rest of the day next time. So once you kind
right.
of unlock it with sobriety, you can actually, like, free yourself to listen to other people and get some of that wisdom. It really does put you on a shortcut along the way. So you mentioned books. What kind of titles do you have any specifically recommend? It would be like good for like to start out and getting into it.
Well, I just started reading for the third time a book called The Four Agreements.
Okay.
And that's by Don Miguel Ruiz, I believe it is. But the Four Agreements, man, just the mindset and the principles, you know, are things that I hold on to through you know, a day-to-day basis, that have really changed my outlook on a lot of things. And it's really helped me with productivity in my life and, you know, I guess inner peace and happiness. Man, I used to be beyond depressed and used to deal a lot with anxiety. But you know, through kind of implementing these different mindsets and principles, you know, I've been able to really flip that around. I mean, if you see any of my, you know, posts or anything like that on social media, they're all positive, you know, and because that's become part of who I am. I fill my days, I fill my life with this positivity and these principles that I'm learning from books like that. That is a huge one. Another one that I think is really good is a book called The Slight Edge, and that teaches about delayed gratification. A big issue of mine, obviously, I think a lot of people can relate to this, is that we want instant gratification because that's what we were so used to doing with drugs and alcohol. We wanted the release right away, and so that's why we drank and used. And so, you know, doing that for years and years and years, we conditioned our mind to think, you know, really short-term gratification like that. It was hard for us to think what I do today will make my life better a year or 5 years from now. Like, that's very hard to do. And so the Slight Edge really helped me get in the mindset you know, thinking way ahead. You know, if I read 10 pages a day, that might not seem very significant today, but if I read 10 pages a day for an entire year, you know, that's 3,600 plus pages a year. That's a lot of books. Like, you're getting a lot of valuable information in your brain. And so, you know, it helps you think like that. I think another one that kind of helped get me inspired and helped me dream big is right in the title. It's The Magic of Thinking Big. That was a huge one for me. It just kind of sparked a lot of different interests. You know, I think a lot of us were not really 100% sure of what we're passionate about, or really, you know, what we enjoy doing. Man, I had no clue when I started my sobriety. It's like, man, like, I don't even know what my interests are other than drinking and doing drugs, you know. Mm-hmm. And so that just got me thinking on a whole new level of, you know, what other people are doing in life. And so that got me excited about life. And actually, that first book that I started reading, when I was just talking about a little bit ago, was called Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And man, I hated the title first off, because, like, especially early in my sobriety, like, I don't know, I had a totally different opinion about wealthy people and stuff like that, because I didn't know any. Like, you know, I just saw them on TV or whatever, celebrities. And so I didn't like the word rich, but it's just a totally different book than that. And it was written such a long time ago, but what I realized through that is the principles of success are universal. Like, they're never going to change. They're the same principles you see with anything else. If it's, you know, business, if it's health, or if it's sobriety, the principles of success are within all of that. And they're all the same, and they will never change. You know, they've been around forever. And so that kind of opened my mind up to that. And yeah, so those four books are probably my favorite four, I'd say, the ones that have changed my life, impacted it the most.
Right on. Yeah, those sound like great titles. They sound like they got a lot of information. I've heard of The Slight Edge a couple times on a couple different podcasts. And yeah, just that kind of effect of just doing one thing different and starting a new habit just to experiment with it, even just to start out, be like, oh, what would happen if I did just two push-ups in the morning every morning? And then before you know it, you actually enjoy doing it. And
right,
it's crazy how much stuff can build from small things like that. So that's really cool. I have to give those a read.
Absolutely, man. Yeah, definitely suggest it. Let me know what you think when you start reading them.
Yeah, definitely. So you talk a lot about habits too. Like, what does a day in your life look like nowadays?
Well, just like you mentioned, just getting a little workout in every day, I think, is extremely important, especially in the morning. Even if you just do, like you said, a few push-ups in the morning for 5 minutes or sit-ups, whatever it is, like it starts running those endorphins in your brain, and it brings out positivity. It takes down anxiety. It reverses depression. Like there are so many benefits to just doing that right when you get before you get your day started. Also, we just put in my office a pull-up bar, which is awesome, man. Like it's great to have something just to do a few pull-ups, get your heart pumping a little bit during the middle of the day. But it's something that has helped out, like I said, with my positivity, my productivity, and man, my sleep schedule since getting healthy and starting to eat healthy it's incredible. Like I always thought, I was telling someone last night, I always thought that I had a major like sleeping disorder and that I would need some major help for it until I started eating healthy and I, stopped having tons of sugar, stopped drinking pop, like obviously alcohol, drugs out of my system. And I started working out, man, like my sleep schedule's just, it's incredible. And I was just blown away pretty early on in my sobriety. And then just getting to work, obviously getting down to business, do what I need to do. I also I started making these coffee cups, like these hand painted coffee cups for my business, but it's like not just for, everyone else that I'm selling it to. It's for me too, because I get to, be creative and kind of mix in the creative side of my brain, I guess, through the day, and it helps with my productivity also. And also reading something I do just about every day. It's something that kind of relaxes my mind. I typically, sometimes after work, I'll go sit at a diner or coffee shop, whatever it may be, and, I'll just knock out a few pages, and it kind of is a good way for me to relax after a busy day at work. Listen to music, I used to listen to a lot of negative music, and I think that had a lot to do with my negativity. I was filling my brain with, negativity. Well, what's going to come out on the other side? I'm going to be a negative person. And so some positive, good feel music is something that I listen to on a daily basis. I'm not really big. I used to be huge. I used to love major news networks. Like I used to get fired up for CNN, and then like one day I switch over to Fox News. I started getting fired up for Fox News, and it really kind of, it was almost like an adrenaline rush when you're angry at something or someone or a group of people, And I got like hooked on that, man, and it was so bad. It was so negative. Now that I look at it now from being somebody who doesn't watch any of that, so I guess that's like a reverse habit. I cut that kind of thing out of my life, man, and it's improved so much. I'm still up to date with the things that are going on in this world, but I don't watch it through, news networks or anything. I use my sources. I also, I try to network and talk to people. And a lot of that, I get to do through obviously social media, but I like to network with people face to face. I think, it's incredible to be able to kind of learn someone else's story. Networking with people who are also like-minded, people who are driven and forward-thinking. I, used to hang around a bunch of people who were not forward-thinking at all. They were, set in their ways. That's the way it was going to be for the rest of their life, and that's bad. But since I'm an entrepreneur, I had to start finding people who were like-minded, who also thought of future and, were trying to build their lives and do better. And it's amazing, so many people that I hang out with, they're not alcoholics, they're not drug addicts, but they just don't do drugs and they don't drink because they're so focused on building their lives. That's important to them. And that was a pretty interesting thing for me to find out. It's like, wow, I was, afraid in the beginning that I wouldn't be able to have any friends in, whatever recovery that were, forward thinking, or, I didn't know where to start. And so, I just started having to network. I started with LinkedIn and Facebook and then Instagram, and it's made life really exciting. So yeah, just being social, that's been a big part. So all of those things I think are habits that have greatly benefited my life.
Very cool, very cool. Yeah, that's all good stuff to be incorporating, and yeah, one of those big things is realizing what you need to cut out of life. Anything that isn't taking you on to the next level, or anything that's not helping you think in a different way. I appreciate that. That's a cool perspective on being
I mean,
something
I
that
guess
touches the rest of the world, but you don't need constant news feeds from networks. You're talking with real people every day. That's the stuff that matters even more.
And it's I think back to the point of cutting certain things out, man. Like, I used to surround myself with a ton of negativity, and but the thing is, like, once I got sober, I had to realize, like, I am the CEO of my life. Like, this is my life. It's the only one I've got, as far as I know. And I am the CEO. I'm the decision maker, and I've got to, take things more seriously. And I had to realize that this is a fact. If I allow myself to be surrounded by negativity, whether, it's looking at stupid stuff on Facebook or whatever it is, following, people who are always negative, posting negative things, making fun of people, if I'm going to pay attention to all this negative stuff on the news, if I'm going to hang around negative people who talk crap about people behind their back or just talk negative, I'm going to be negative too, period. And so I've got to change that around. I've got, even if it's lonely at first, like, that's only temporary. When we start reaching out to people, we're eventually going to, our paths are going to cross with the right people. And, I would start by changing one thing, and then I'd realize, okay, I need to change this too because this part's negative. And so I would. And so really everything that comes into my life on a daily basis is positive. I don't allow negative stuff to come into my face, really, And that's it's just changed everything. I mean, my health, my mental health, that's, number one. And I need to make sure that, good things are coming into my head during the day, so that good things can come out, and productivity, positivity, all of that good stuff.
Awesome. Man, sounds good. You got a lot of knowledge over the past couple of years you've been accumulating, man. I really appreciate you coming on and sharing it with us and all the people that are gonna hear this down the line. I'm sure it's gonna help them realize some new things that they can incorporate into their lives and really help them along the way. So I guess like one question to kind of wrap it up. I mean, the whole talk has almost been all advice kind of things that people can apply to their lives and their business and their entrepreneurship. But what would you advise to like somebody just thinking of starting out? They say they've been sober for a little while, but they don't really know about business. What kind of advice would you give them?
I mean, I think I'll go back to saying that the principles of success are universal. The things that, create success, whether that's being successful at staying sober or being successful at being healthy physically or mentally or being successful in business, those principles are all universal. I think the biggest thing is be completely honest with yourself. And again, you are the CEO of you. Like, I know that was scary the first time I heard that, but it made me realize that I'm responsible for the rest of my life. But it made me think, where do I want my life to go? And then I realized that, it's all decided by the choices I make from here on out. I could choose to not read a book, just like I could choose to read a book to improve my life. I could choose to look at a video on YouTube on how to start a website, or I could choose not to. I could choose to go to the library, or I could choose to ask someone a question, or I could choose not to. So just be aware, I guess, of who you are, and that the rest of your life is going to be determined by the choices you make. And, I think that makes life pretty cool. Is that, really we can control it no matter what our circumstances are right now. As long as you keep making good choices, you might hit bumps on the road, but in the long run, With that delayed gratification, things are going to improve, and they're going to get pretty exciting depending on how hard you work on yourself and how hard you work, period.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great stuff, man. Austin, it's been great having you. I'm so glad I got to get in contact with you, and thanks for taking this call. Go ahead and tell the listeners where they can find you online, how they can follow you, follow along with all the things you're doing.
Sure, and I really do appreciate you having me on here, man. It means a lot. The ways that you can find me, I'm on Instagram at Sober Evolution. And then there's a business page on Facebook, which is Sober-Evolution. And then there's a private Facebook page where no one else, who's outside of the group can see you, which I think is pretty cool. Everyone can post. Everybody's, talking about their situations, and other people are, offering help. It's a really cool community. But that's our private group on Facebook, which is Sober Evolution. You just ask to join the group, and you're in there. I'm always up for answering questions, so you can message me on Facebook at any time. Like, my personal Facebook's Austin F. Cooper. I don't mind giving that out because I love meeting new people and talking. And my website is sober-evolution.com. There's also places where you can reach me from there. And again, I'm more than happy to talk and, always looking to make new friends and grow my association. And so, a lot of people, are very grateful when I, they reach out to me and I respond. And it's like, this is talking to you is helping me too. So let's do this. Let's create a friendship. We're in this fight together. And so don't be afraid to reach out. Don't be afraid to ask questions. I think, that's one of the most important things in life for us building our lives is ask questions, reach out to people, don't be afraid. So I hope to see everyone who's listening there, and I hope to get to know you too.
There you have it. I hope you enjoyed listening to Austin's story as much as I enjoyed creating it for you all. A couple of the takeaways from our conversation include the power of habits. If there's anything you're considering adding to your sobriety, start small. Little changes can build into great things over time. Cut negativity out of your life. Anything that's holding you back or not contributing to your happiness does not need to be there. You get to decide what affects you. And be open to learning. Even if it's just a few pages here and there, a book is essentially the boiled down wisdom of the author, ready for you to take in and apply to your life. Let us know if you've read any of the books Austin recommends, as we'd love to hear your own stories of how books have affected your life in sobriety and business. And be sure to check out Austin online at sober-evolution.com and on Instagram at sober-evolution. You won't regret it.